Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we look back at some of the top headlines from the week in the world of sports and entertainment. The list of nominees for the next class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was released. Ozzy Osbourne had to cancel his tour. 1 year after retiring and unretiring, legendary quarterback Tom Brady calls it quits for good this time. Notable deaths this week include actor Cindy Williams and NHL great Bobby Hull. And some changes are coming to daytime television. Those stories and more from the Associated Press.
14 acts have been nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Iron Maiden, Rage Against the Machine, Soundgarden, The White Stripes, and Warren Zevon are being considered for Rock Hall induction.
I'm crazy.
The list includes a lot that might be stretching the definition of rock. Crazy Willie Nelson, Cyndi Lauper, A Tribe Called Quest, and Missy Elliott. The other nominees are Kate Bush, Sheryl Crow, Joy Division and New Order, George Michael, and The Spinners. Inductees will be announced in May. The induction ceremony will be in the fall. Musician Ozzy Osbourne is canceling his European tour because of a lingering injury, and it may be the end of touring for him. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Ozzy Osbourne says damage he did to his spine in an accident 4 years ago will prevent him from touring because he cannot deal with the travel. Osbourne says even with three operations, stem cell treatments, physical therapy, and a robotic exoskeleton to help with movement, he's not physically capable. He was also diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2020. Osbourne, who is 74, says his singing voice is fine. He says his team is coming up with a way for him to perform without having to travel.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady has announced his retirement. If this sounds familiar, Brady announced at the end of last season he was retiring.
I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year.
The 45-year-old has won 7 Super Bowls over a 23-year career.
I really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors.
Brady and model Gisele Bündchen finalized their divorce this past fall. He was picked 199th in the 2000 draft by the New England Patriots, behind 6 other quarterbacks, 3 kickers, and a punter.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
Tom Brady has signed a deal with Fox as a TV analyst once he retires. I'm Ed Donahue.
The actor Cindy Williams has died. You may remember her as Shirley on the beloved sitcom Laverne and Shirley. She was 75 and died in Los Angeles last Wednesday after a brief illness, says her family. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has a look back.
One, two, three, four.
Cindy Williams and Penny Marshall had been a writing team when they were cast by Marshall's brother Gary Marshall for an episode of Happy Days. Their characters were such a hit, they were spun off as their own show. Laverne and Shirley ran from 1976 to 1983.
Come on, Kurt, we can't be spending half the night chasing girls down for you.
Williams also starred in the 1973 film American Graffiti, playing Ron Howard's high school sweetheart, and in the 1974 Francis Ford Coppola film The Conversation. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Her two children call her their kind and hilarious mother. They say knowing and loving her has been their joy and privilege. They say she was one of a kind. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hockey Hall of Famer Bobby Hull has died.
He was known as the Golden Jet, a 2-time NHL MVP and 3-time scoring champion who helped the Chicago Blackhawks win the 1961 Stanley Cup. Hull played for Chicago for 15 seasons before signing hockey's first $1 million contract with Winnipeg in 1972. His son Brett Hull said in a 2001 interview that his dad taught him that hockey was about more than money.
It doesn't matter about salary or anything else. If you're not going to be happy where you are, then you're not going to be successful. And the only thing that ever made him happy was winning.
I'm Mike Hempen.
Bobby Hull also faced legal and family issues in his personal life. He was convicted of assaulting a police officer who intervened in a dispute with his then wife in 1986. His second wife accused Hull of abuse during an interview with ESPN. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Guitarist Tom Verlaine of the punk band Television has died after a brief illness, according to his publicist. Verlaine was 73. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at his career. Tom Verlaine's name was not Tom Verlaine. It was Tom Miller. He named himself after 19th century French poet Paul-Marie Verlaine. Television was a mainstay of the club CBGBs in New York in the 70s. Bands like Pavement, Sonic Youth, and Jeff Buckley cited Television as an influence. Television never charted in the U.S., but were a commercial hit in the U.K. Tensions between Verlaine and fellow guitarist Richard Lloyd caused the band to break up. Verlaine released 8 solo albums. Singer-songwriter Barrett Strong has died at the age of 81, according to the Motown Museum. Details were not given. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at his life. The best things in life are free. Motown's first hit was Barrett Strong's single, Money. In later years, Strong had to fight to gain his share of money from writing that. Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Strong was a self-taught piano player who formed a songwriting team with Norman Whitfield. Their songs include I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Just My Imagination, and War. Strong made a handful of solo albums. He was voted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2004. Daytime talk show psychologist Dr. Phil McGraw will end his show after 21 years. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Dr. Phil McGraw was a frequent guest on Oprah Winfrey's show and spun off to his own show in 2002. He has decided to end his run, but this does not mean the show will go off the air. He just won't make new ones. CBS Media Ventures will continue to offer reruns with occasional new wraparound content. McGraw, who is 72, says there's a lot more he wants to do, specifically primetime programming. He did not give details. TV journalists T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach are leaving ABC after their romance was made public last year. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. ABC News says after several productive conversations with T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach about different options, all parties involved agreed it's best that they move on. Holmes and Robach were anchors with Good Morning America. They were placed on temporary hiatus after photos surfaced in November of them holding hands. They were married to other people at the time but had separated. ABC says it recognizes their talent and thanks them for their contributions.
State sex abuse charges against R. Kelly are being dropped in Illinois. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox said in a news conference carried by WLS-TV that Kelly already is serving a 30-year prison sentence in a federal case in New York and was convicted on federal charges in Illinois.
Sentencing has not yet been rendered in that case. However, Mr. Kelly faces a minimum of 10 to 90 years in prison in the Illinois federal court.
Lanita Carter, who says she was sexually assaulted by R. Kelly in February 2003, says she's extremely disappointed with the news. She says she's spent nearly 20 years hoping her abuser would be brought to justice. I'm Donna Water.
An emotional Novak Djokovic has beaten Stefanos Tsitsipas to extend his Australian Open record to 10 victories from 10 finals. The Serb, who battled injuries earlier in the event, closed out a 6-3, 7-6, 7-6 win that took a fraction under 3 hours to complete. Djokovic climbed into his team box after the victory and broke down in tears before returning to the court to accept the winner's trophy.
It's a huge relief because, you know, it hasn't been smooth sailing.
In addition to the title, the victory returns him to the top of the world rankings and, more significantly, secures his 22nd Grand Slam singles crown, joining Spanish rival Rafael Nadal. 24-year-old Aryna Sabalenka has come back from a set-down to claim her first major title, the fifth seed securing the Australian Open with a 4-6, 6-3, 6-4 win over Wimbledon champion Elena Rybakina. In one of the biggest hitting women's finals ever seen in Melbourne, the two players traded blows for 2 hours and 28 minutes, with Sabalenka slamming home 51 winners, including 17 aces. Rybakina fought right till the end, saving 3 match points in the final game before conceding defeat. The victory will lift Sabalenka to number 2 in the world. Rybakina will enter the top 10. I'm Graham Agars.
NFL Roundup, I'm Dave Ferry. The Super Bowl will be a matchup of the number 1 seed in each conference. The Eagles hammered the 49ers, and the Chiefs needed a late field goal to beat the Bengals. Michael Luongo is at the link for the Eagles pounding of the Niners.
3 first-half touchdowns propelled the Eagles to the NFC Championship with a 31-7 win over the 49ers. Miles Sanders had 2 scoring runs. The second broke a 7-7 tie for the Birds, who gained their 4th Super Bowl appearance.
I can't even put in words, honestly. It's a dream come true for a lot of people on this team, especially myself. But, I mean, the job's not done. We didn't just get this far just to get there. We're trying to win it all. We got one more game for the rest of our lives and play our best ball, man.
Niners quarterback Brock Purdy left the game with an elbow injury, then had to return when backup quarterback Josh Johnson suffered a concussion.
Just felt like it stretched out. Just felt like really a lot of just shocks all over from my elbow down to my wrist, front and back. Just pain, really, all over.
Christian McCaffrey had a touchdown run for San Francisco.
Philly won easy despite limited production from quarterback Jalen Hurts, who threw for 125 yards and ran for 39 yards and a touchdown. All Hurts cared about was the victory and a shot at one more.
I tried to, what you guys say, enjoy the moment, but my joy comes in winning. But I know the job isn't done, so I never always knew how far we'd come. I never knew how far we'd go, but I never said it couldn't be done.
Greg Eklund was at the Chiefs-Bengals nail-biter.
A 45-yard field goal by kicker Harrison Butker with 3 seconds left in the game gave the Kansas City Chiefs a 23-20 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes played with a high ankle sprain and attributed his success to the Chiefs' training staff.
At the end of the game there, I had a run to get the first down, and it got us into field goal range. So credit to them, and then just trying to stay on it, and we have 2 more weeks, so we got to keep doing it.
The Super Bowl will have a bit of a sibling rivalry as Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce tries to take a Super Bowl from brother Jason, the Eagles center.
You won't see me talking too much trash because of how much respect and how much I love my brother, but it's definitely going to be an emotional game, that's for sure.
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow says they just didn't do enough when it mattered.
You just got to find ways, and you know, it felt like that was, you know, the tide was turning our way. I felt like we were going to, you know, just find a way to win this game, but you know, like I said, didn't make the plays down the stretch.
Mahomes and the Chiefs also benefited from an unnecessary roughness penalty that moved the ball into field goal range.
This will be the first time a pair of number one seeds square off for the NFL title since 2018, when the Eagles defeated the Patriots 41-33 in Super Bowl 52. This will mark the 14th time two number one seeds have met in the game, and the 6th since Super Bowl 44. It will be Kelce versus Kelce on February 12th. Travis Kelce will represent the Chiefs side of the family tree. Jason Kelce will be the center for the Eagles. Philadelphia is 1-2 in Super Bowls, all played since the 1980 season. The Eagles lost Super Bowls 14 and 39 before winning the game in 2018. They also won 3 NFL championships between 1948 and 1960. The Chiefs will make their 3rd Super Bowl appearance in 5 years since Mahomes became the full-time starting QB. They won the Super Bowl in 2019, only to lose it the following year. Kansas City also claimed Super Bowl IV, dropped Super Bowl I, and captured the AFL crown in 1962 as the Dallas Texans. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
Barbie has morphed into a doll made specifically for children as young as 3. It's called My First Barbie.
Barbie, beautiful Barbie.
Barbie has been around for 63 years. Lisa McKnight at Mattel tells the AP this new Barbie came from feedback from parents.
They were concerned that their children at the preschool age didn't have the fine motor skills to have a positive play experience with our traditional fashion doll.
So My First Barbie is taller than the traditional Barbie.
In addition, we created a softer body, more articulation in the arms and the legs. And we also, interestingly, closed the hands.
Having Barbie's fingers and thumbs open can be a problem when you are 3.
Kids don't get frustrated with sleeves getting stuck on the thumbs.
Critics of Barbie have cited her as promoting unattainable, sexualized body standards for girls. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.